At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey there! Today is Free Ride Friday, so make sure you hang on to the end of the episode to see who won this week's free ride, free lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. And every Friday, we give away a lifetime membership. That's over 180 video lessons, interviews with experts, workbooks, our great community on Facebook, a whole lot more. And all you got to do is leave us an iTunes rating and review. It's super simple. If you're on your iPhone, just click on the cover art and click on the link that says give us a rating and a review. If you're on any other device or on a computer, just go to 100mba.net/show. And on the bottom, all the instructions are right there. So let's jump into today's episode. $100 MBA Show, business truths that you need every single day with our daily 10-minute business lessons for the real world. I'm your host, your coach, your teacher, Omar Zinholm. I'm also the co-founder of the $100 MBA, a complete business training and community online. And in today's episode, you'll learn, should you sponsor an event? There are many live conferences and events in your market. And if you notice, these events have sponsors. Did you ever wonder, why do these companies sponsor these events? Is there a return on investment? What is the investment? Are your marketing dollars well spent at an event, sponsoring an event? That's what we talk about in today's episode. I have a bit of experience when it comes to sponsoring an event, as well as running events with sponsors. Let's get into it. Let's get down to business. Today's episode of the $100 MBA Show is sponsored by We Are Podcast. Speaking of events, We Are Podcast is back in 2016, the largest podcasting conference in the Southern Hemisphere. Learn from the best of podcasting, from keynotes, panel discussions, workshops, in-depth sessions. We hope to see you there in beautiful Brisbane, Australia. And hey, as a listener of the $100 MBA Show, you get $100 off your ticket. Just go to wearepodcast.com/100MBA. Again, that's wearepodcast.com/100MBA. So there are all kinds of events, conferences, meetups all around the world in your area of expertise, in your market. People that would be interested in your business, in your products, are attending these events. Now, these events come in different sizes. They don't have to be 5,000 people. It could be a meetup of 50 people. I've been to meetups where a sponsor would sponsor the event by just buying pizzas and drinks for the event. It's an event of maybe 100 people. And in exchange, they put up their banner and they get maybe 15, 20 minutes to talk about what they do. They get exposure to 100 targeted audience members. And the cost could be something like $50, $60. Heck, for $100, that's fantastic. To get access to 100 targeted audience members on a Facebook ad, it's going to cost you more than $100. So that's a sweet deal. Plus, you get to talk to them in person. There's a great, great difference between talking and presenting your products and services in person than on a sales page or even in a video. The in-person interaction is so powerful. People get to know you. They get to trust you. They get to ask questions about what you offer. So even if you're sponsoring a small meetup event, go to meetup.com. Check out all the events in your area. That could be well worth it. Now, my advice to you, the most important thing you need to do when it comes to this process, whether you're sponsoring a small event on meetup.com or a large conference that happens in a major city, 5, 10,000 people, you got to make sure you're getting in front of the right people. There's no use in sponsoring an event where the people that are attending the event really have no use for your product or service. They may not be interested in what you offer. So the more targeted the audience, the better the ROI. Let me give you an example. I had the privilege, and I say the privilege because this is a fantastic event, had the privilege of being a sponsor at Heroic Public Speaking, Michael and Amy Port's event. It's a regular event that happens annually, and I think now they do it twice a year. Should definitely check it out, heroicpublicspeaking.com. And in February, we were a sponsor at their event. Webinar Ninja was a sponsor. Now, for us, that was a great event to be sponsors at. One, because the caliber of the people that are attending are great. Because the event itself is great. The people that run the event run a great show. I say show because it's so well orchestrated. But three, most importantly, they are perfect for the product. They really can benefit from Webinar Ninja. So if I can just present it to them, they will see that, hey, I can really use this. This is fantastic. And if you make a special offer, it'll be a no-brainer. That's the whole point. You got to make sure that whatever event you're going to go and be a sponsor at, that if you just have a chance to present it to somebody there, it should be a no-brainer. That's when you know you're going to get an ROI, a return on investment. So how do I know that I will get an ROI on that event, or if that's a good event to sponsor? Well, I take a look at the profile of who's going to that event. Well, who wants to be a heroic public speaker, a great public speaker and performer? Well, best-selling authors, people that have successful services and businesses, people that are at that level where they're saying, hey, I've had some success in my business, in my career. Now I want to take it to the next level and be a fantastic public speaker. Usually they are public speaking already, but they want to get better at it. And therefore, I'm going from good to great. For me, that's a perfect client for Webinar Ninja, because Webinar Ninja is all about running webinars. It is a form of public speaking and presenting and performance. And these people have something to present, their business, their service, their book, their concepts, growing their audience. And they would love to utilize what they learn at the conference, their public speaking skills, on a webinar. Perfect synergy. So when you're looking at an event and wondering, should I sponsor an event? Should I not sponsor an event? Look at if it's a good fit. If these people can really benefit from your product or service, if it's a no-brainer if you give them a special offer. Now, every event's going to have different price ranges when it comes to sponsorship. Some events are small, like meetup.com, and you can sponsor it for as low as $50, $60, $100. But the larger the audience, usually the larger the sponsorship or the sponsorship fee. So you can start off maybe at a larger conference at the 1,000 range, 1,000 people, 2,000 range, and usually you're going to pay the amount of money that is equivalent to the amount of attendees. So say, for example, there's an event for 5,000 people. Usually it starts out at $5,000. Now, what does this event include? It usually includes a table for you to present your products and services, like at an expo hall. There's usually a sponsorship area for people to check you out. That usually gives you a logo on their website, their event website. That usually gets a shout out somehow on stage. And some events will give you some stage time, meaning you can actually address the audience and talk about your services maybe for a few minutes. So you have to weigh it out. Definitely if you can get stage time, that really ups the ante when you get to communicate with the audience directly. Now, there are some things that you have to be aware of. With larger events, you're probably not going to have access to the guest list, to the email addresses of those who actually registered for the event. That's probably exclusive to the actual event organizer. I don't think sponsors will have access to that. I haven't seen that practice with larger events. With smaller events like meetup.com, they're pretty flexible with that, and they're pretty okay with that. So you may want to reach out to the event organizer and discuss that. Remember that things are negotiable, and they're more negotiable the smaller the event. My advice, if you're looking to sponsor your first event, I'd find an event that's a perfect match that's doing its event for the first time. When people are doing events for the first time, they're a lot more flexible. Negotiation is a lot more accepted. They're looking for support. If you're there from the get-go, they'll try to accommodate your needs as well as maybe hook you up in next year's event and the year after. Guys, I got more on today's topic, but before that, let me give love to today's sponsor, Lenovo. The future of the data center is moving to the cloud, and this presents great opportunities for business and IT. Lenovo is shaping the next generation data center by enabling companies to create scalable cloud infrastructures. That means you're going to get reliability and you can scale and grow your business and the power of your business at any time. Lenovo's cloud optimized system offers proven reliability throughout innovations that help boost efficiency. We're talking turnkey infrastructure here for private and hybrid clouds that set up, scale, and become operational very quickly. If you're looking for a high-performance, reliable cloud environment, then look no further than Lenovo. It's great for developing that new app idea you have. As always, Lenovo is there to plan, implement, and provide support for you. Learn more about how Lenovo is transforming the data center at solutions.lenovo.com. Again, that's solutions.lenovo.com. To wrap up today's lesson, sponsoring an event can be a great, great opportunity. One of the things I didn't talk about that I love about being a sponsor at an event is that you get to speak to your customers and your potential customers directly. You get to speak to them, ask them questions, find out what they love about your product, what they would like to see different in your product. What are some of the results? Get some case studies, maybe even some testimonials. There's nothing like the in-person experience, and getting feedback is a whole lot easier when they're right in front of you. So next time you think about sponsoring an event, you may just want to start out with a small event. Again, meetup.com or Eventbrite. Check out events in your area, see if they're looking for sponsors, and make them a reasonable offer depending on the size of their audience. Use that rule of thumb of audience members versus dollars. If it's a small event of 100 people, 100, 200 sponsorship is not bad. It's a good small investment in trying out how it is to sponsor an event. All right, thank you so much for listening to today's lesson. But today's episode is not over because it's Free Ride Friday. I got to give away a lifetime membership to the $100 MBA training and community. Let's see who won this week's free ride. And the winner is Tysarian. Tysarian says, tremendous podcast, 5 stars. I love this show. Omar brings solid insights and business advice every single day. Highly recommended for entrepreneurs looking for quick daily lessons to keep your business moving forward. Thank you so much for the awesome review, Tysarian. Tysarian, please email us at support@businessrepublic.net so we can hook you up with the lifetime membership. Welcome to the $100 MBA. Remember, every Friday we do this, we give away a lifetime membership. We do a weekly random draw with somebody who left us an iTunes rating and review on iTunes. Leave us a review and you too can win a free ride. All right, before I go, I want to leave you with this. It's always good to diversify your marketing. Try some Facebook ads. See how that goes for your business. Try some Google AdWords. Maybe that's good for your market. And maybe even sponsoring a small event. I found that by constantly testing different markets and different ways of marketing, it really helps me. It really helps me stay on my toes and see what works and what doesn't. It also helps me hone in my marketing message. All right. I hope that helps. I hope to see you in tomorrow's episode. I'll see you then. Take care.
At Capella University, you'll get support from people who care about your success. From before you enroll to after you graduate, pursue your goals knowing help is available when you need it. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.